Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Some friends, and welcome to another episode of the Serious Bible Study. I'm your host, Prophet Keith Douglas, and this morning we've got a great message for you this morning entitled, How to Tap into the Miraculous. How to Tap into the Miraculous. You don't want to miss it this morning. Go get your coffee, get your Fruit Loops, get your Rice Krispies, whatever it is that you eat for breakfast. Get your study tools out, and we're going to get into the Word in just one moment. Amen. First of all, I want to send a shout out to those of you that are listening by way of internet. God bless your heart. We so appreciate each and every one of you that have joined us for this broadcast. And on the phone lines, we have my faithful friends lined up this morning in force. Amen. On the phone lines, the phone line crew waiting to get involved in the discussion on how to tap into the miraculous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we want to make a few announcements, and then we're going to get right into today's message. Amen. First of all, I want to state that if you are not a a monthly supporter of the Serious Bible Study, then that means that the Lord wants you. Amen. Hallelujah. The reason that we're able to do what we do, to continue the broadcast, to do the things that God has placed on our heart to do ministry-wise, is through the support of those that are monthly supporters of the ministry. Amen. And so in order to do that, all we need you to do is go to our website at kogwoc.org, kogwoc.org, and sow a seed of support each month. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but, you know, we do thousands, T-H-O-U-S-A-N-D. We do take thousands, amen. But for those of you that are not able to do that, anything that you send on a monthly basis will suffice. And let me tell you what it helps us do. It helps us to prepare tape product and to do things like conferences and just really help, allows us to be able to be a covering entity to those that are in ministry. We have several churches that we are covering, several pastors, several ministers that we are a covering for. And so we want you to be a part of what it is that we do. And so for those of you that have not become a monthly supporter, we encourage you to do so, for this is truly good ground to sow in. And I know anybody that has been a part of this broadcast for any amount of time will tell you that this is fertile ground for the miraculous. And so we need your support. Amen. Again, in order to do that, go to kogwoc.org and sow a seed of support. Your seed offering, if you want to sow by way of credit card, all of your information is secured by way of PayPal. If you want to send a check every month, go to our website, hit the contact button, and they will give you the address that you need in order to send a check. Some of you may want to send cash, but whatever you do, don't send cash in the mail. Amen. But we discourage that. But if you want to send a check or if you want to use your credit card, you can go to kogwoc.org and sow your seed of support. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for the fact that He has opened many ministry doors for us to be able to go through. Last night, my wife sang like a bird at a production of at a production that she was involved in last night, and so she is she's resting this morning. I don't know if she's going to join us for the Bible study, but she is resting. God bless her heart, boy. She did us proud on last night. Amen. And so we want to also state that I will be ministering in the Oklahoma City area this morning, or this afternoon at 2 o'clock p.m. at the church of my great friend, Pastor Robert Carrero, who meets at the church on Hefner and May Avenue in Oklahoma City. Amen. Glory to God. If you're available, come out and be a part of that service this afternoon. Glory to God. On Hefner and May Avenue, they meet in the Our Lord's Lutheran Church at 2 p.m. Also, on next Sunday, I will be doing a double duty, a morning and an afternoon service in the Oklahoma City area at Transformation Church, which is right up the road from where we're going to be this week. It's right up the road. My good friend, Pastor Clarence Johnson, will be hosting the meeting. I'll be there on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I will also be there Sunday evening at 6 p.m. So if you're in the Oklahoma City area or want to fly in, God bless you. If you want to fly in, come and be a part of those power practice services on next Sunday, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Transformation Church is located on the just one block east of Bay Avenue on Grand Boulevard, North Grand Boulevard. Amen. So I want you to come out and be a part of those services. You guys are working the old preacher right now, March the 12th. March the 12th, I will be in the I will be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. My good friend my good friend in Dallas. I'll be with him for a Sunday morning service. I'll share more information on next week about that meeting. Glory to God. And so the Lord is allowing us to move around. That's why we need your support. Amen. We want to take tape product and stuff with us, and it takes money to produce tape product, glory to God, so that we can get the word of the Lord out to those who are in need. Amen. Amen. Pastor Chuck Bethany at the Ark Church in Dallas-Fort Worth area, he is the lead musician for Daystar music team. Amen. And I'm really hoping to be involved in some more stuff with Pastor Chuck. Amen. Also, we are in the process of planning. We're still trying to secure dates, speakers, and times for our conference in June. I'll share more with that. We're going to hit the ground running and begin our advertising on next month, if that be the Lord's will. So stay tuned for that, because I want all of our partners all across the country to fly in for that. Amen. Prophetic Impact Conference in the month of June. Amen. And so we got more in store for you this year. If you hang with the Serious Bible Study, I tell you what, you're going to get your good dose of great ministry. Amen. You're going to get a good dose of the Word of God. So just hang with us, and everything that you need from the Lord, He will supply. So anyway, let's get ready to get into the Word this morning. Hallelujah. Get ready to get into the Word. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get in to how to tap into the miraculous. Amen. Father in heaven, we just thank you so much for those that have gathered by way of internet, those that are on the phone lines that seek to hear a word from you. Lord, we give you glory and honor and praise for all that you will release this morning. So thankful, O God, that you've given us life, breath, and understanding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now by the power of the Holy Ghost that you will breathe upon this word this morning. Let your hand rest upon the teaching, O God, so those who hear will receive a word from you, and that your name will be glorified and the devil will be horrified at what it is that you're doing in this new creation, people. Father, we just thank you right now that no principality, power, spiritual wickedness in high places has the authority or the ability to hinder what you are going to say and do this morning. And we will give you all the glory and the praise for it in Jesus' name. So now we invite the Holy Spirit to use our body, take our tongue, and direct it towards those things, O God, that will produce, O God, line upon line, precept upon precept, the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Well, glory to God. So glad to have everybody here this morning. We have been in a really good place over the last few weeks, and we had to get out of that Isaiah 45 before that Isaiah 45 drove us halfway to Crazyville. Amen. That hidden riches in secret places was about to drive us into the crazy house. Amen. And so we just thank God for the ability to get a great revelation from the Lord. Amen. A great revelation from the Lord. And so we just thank God for opening up the door and giving us such a great understanding. Amen. Amen. And so we are going to talk about how to tap into the miraculous this morning. And for those of you that have been a part of this ministry for any amount of time, you know that signs and wonders and miracles follow us wherever we go. Glory to God. for whatever the reason, the Lord has anointed us to be a part of the miraculous that he does. Amen. And it's not by power nor by might, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. And there is a place in the Spirit where the miraculous is commonplace. And so today we want to try to uncover some of the hidden manna that helps reveal where miracles happen and where miracles are commonplace in the life of the believer. I am ecstatic about the fact that Mark chapter 16 states that there are signs that follow what it is that we believe and what it is that you believe. And when it comes to the miraculous, the first thing is that you got to believe in miracles. Mm-hmm. You got to believe in it. In order to receive it, you have to believe it. If you doubt it, like I say, you got to go home without it. But to any man, any woman that believes in miracles, then miracles can take place. Amen. But what miracles truly, really are is an exercise of faith. Write that down this morning. Miracles are truly an exercise and a result of your faith. You remember the woman that pressed Jesus in the crowd, and Jesus' response to touching him was, Jesus' response to her was that your faith has made you whole. So in order to tap into miracles, the first thing that you have to do is you have to have faith. And faith is, simply put, a belief. And that belief is in God and his word. Amen. Say that with me this morning. Faith is a belief. And that belief is in God and his word. If you believe God and you believe his word, then faith comes by hearing. Amen. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. How shall they hear? Lest they hear from a preacher. How shall he preach? Lest he be sent. When God sends the preacher into your midst, especially prophetic ministry, because prophetic ministry unleashes the hidden things. Glory to God. Faith in God, belief in his word, will produce evidence in the unseen world. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things that we hope for, where there is no evidence or has never been seen. Hallelujah. That's a definition of a miracle. Something that takes place that has never been seen before, where you know that the only way that it could have happened is by the hand of the Lord. Amen. The only way that it could have happened was by the hand of the Lord. And so we thank God for miracles, because miracles are the calling card that lets us know that God is involved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God is involved, then you will see the miraculous. You will see the unusual. You will see the things that people have never seen before. And one thing about the miraculous is that the miraculous is not a miracle if you've seen it before. Amen. when God does something miraculous, you know that it's miraculous because it's that I've never seen that before. And so in order for that to happen, you got to have faith. You got to believe God and you got to believe his word. And then secondly, you have to tap over into a place in faith where there is no wavering and no doubt. Amen. No wavering and no doubt, because James says that if you waver and if you doubt, then let that man know that he will receive nothing of the Lord. Faith really is a steadfastness in the belief of the word to the point where you cannot be convinced that it's not true. Amen. You cannot be unconvinced, if that's a word. You can't be, you can't remove somebody that really believes something from that believing thought process if they really have faith. I believe beyond the shadow of a doubt that God is with me. Amen. And because of that, miracles, signs, and wonders have become a part or a calling card of this ministry. Just on last week, I was ministering at my friend Pastor Robert Carrero's church in the service on last Sunday, and a lady came into the meeting having lost her son on Thursday and did not know where her son was, had no idea where her son was, and she came for prayer for God to reveal where he was and to send him back home. Glory to God. And so we laid hands on her and prayed for her. The Lord gave me a word. The Lord told me to pray for the demon spirit that was in her husband to return the child back to her. 45 minutes later, at the end of the service, without any fanfare, without anybody guiding him or leading him, the young man walked into the service. About seven years old, walked into the service, and the place went into pandemonium. Because God had revealed hidden riches in secret places. Listen, don't start with that this morning, and you don't start no mess, won't be no mess. But I'm here to tell you, when you get rooted in the understanding that God can do anything, then you, my friend, are a candidate for the miraculous. Amen. But you got to be ready, number one, to believe, and you got to be ready to receive information from the spirit realm that is going to be outside of the norm. The faith is not normal. Amen. Faith takes you into a place where things are unseen. Faith takes you to a place in the dark that allows you to be able to stand steadfast on what the word of God declares when he says that all things pertaining to God are possible. Come on, slap that cat or that dog on the couch and tell him, you know what? All things are possible to him who believes. Amen. And because I believe it, I can receive it. Glory to God. If you don't hear nothing else this morning, you got to hear that if I can believe it, I can receive it. Many of God's people do without miracles because their mindsets are rooted in the place of normal thinking. Listen. Don't get mad at me. I'm just the messenger. But they're rooted in the place of normal thinking. And And they their thought process leads them to believe things based on what normally people would think. Amen. And so I'm telling you that the Lord that we serve is an enemy of normal. Amen. He says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you know anything about Jesus, he was unconventional. Amen. He was not used to operating based on the status quo, based on what it is that everybody had seen. Because number one, he actually healed people on Sunday. You get that this morning? Because many of y'all going to go to the church house where they don't even ask for prayer for the sick on Sunday. Listen, I'm not here to meddle. I'm just going to say some stuff, and I'm going to get out of there because I got to preach again this afternoon. So I'm just going to put some stuff out there this morning, and don't get mad at the preacher and start sending me letters and notes on Facebook talking about he's gone crazy, saying stuff we ain't got no business. Amen. But you can't convince me. You can't convince. I've seen too many things. I've seen too much stuff happen to know that God majors in the unconventional. He majors in the things that are not normal. Amen. And if you want to see miracles take place in your life, then you got to stop thinking like everybody else. Yeah, I just said it. You got to stop thinking like everybody else, and you got to get rid of the people in your little fan club that don't want to believe for things that God has established for your life. Because you know, and I know, that there's no way that it can happen, because what he showed you, it's impossible. Matter of fact, that's what you told him, is there's no way that that's going to happen because that's impossible. And the Lord majors in impossibilities. Mm-hmm. We serve a God that majors in impossibilities. And so you got to have faith for miracles, number one. Number two, you got to believe the word, and you got to believe God. Amen. You got to be willing to step away from normal thinking and not be afraid to believe that which is crazy. Amen. Maybe I should write a book on crazy faith. And crazy faith is not just people being crazy, but crazy faith is that which people are not afraid to entertain because of the complexity of what is required. Hello, somebody. There are a lot of things that have to take place in order for miracles to take place. And one of those things is that there has to be a complex issue that is presented to the Lord. And he revels in the fact that you bring him something that requires some creativity, shall we say. And one of the reasons why miracles are not seen very much anymore in this day and age is because we have become the people that want to press God into service for two things. We want to press him into paying our rent. Amen. Rent. $300, $400. Somebody said, well, what kind of rent are you paying? But we don't want to believe God for housing complexes. That's a little bit more complex, isn't it? But because we have been rooted in the mindset of average and normal thinking, we bring God to task to do things that you could do yourself with a good job and common sense. I don't hear nobody talking to me this morning. But when the Lord allows you to visit the unusual place, that sometimes we get ourselves trapped in, very complex situations, we don't understand that what he's doing is setting us up to receive the miraculous. Amen. But one of the things that's always going to oppose the miraculous is going to be doubt and unbelief. And the enemy knows that if he can just get you to doubt it for a moment, to not believe it for a second, then there's no way that it can come to pass. And so we trust our jobs. We trust everybody that they will do something that God, we believe, will not. And that is erroneous, and that's what produces a lack of miracles in the earth. In our Bibles this morning, I want to look at I want to look at 1 Corinthians, and then we're going to go to John. I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where they're talking about the gifts of the Spirit, because one of the reasons why the Lord said to be filled with the Spirit is so that you could have power over the works of the devil. And the Christian folks, now folks that believe in Jesus, will fight you about the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues and having a relationship with the Spirit of God. They just want you to be dead letter word carriers. And the word tells us that the dead letter of the word killeth, but it's the Spirit that brings life. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and it says, verse number four, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit from or to profit with. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, and to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another, the working of miracles. You need to underline that in your word. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. And to another, diverse kind of tongues. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. Now, these are the gifts of the Spirit that the Bible says God gives us to profit from. If it were not so, he would have told you so. And so the gifts of the Spirit are for us to profit from, but if you don't believe it, then you can't receive it. Amen. Come on, tell that to that person sitting next to you. They may be asleep, but tell them if you don't believe it, you can't receive it. Amen. If you don't believe it, you can't receive it. And so God will allow you to tap into anything that you're big enough to believe him for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I had a friend of mine 2 weeks ago called me on the phone early in the morning, woke me up, and he said, "Man, I'm in need financially this morning, I've got to have at least $1,000. And I heard the Lord tell me two times to call you and have you pray for my finance. Ain't that something? Woke me up for me to pray. And I prayed over his finance. And the first thing he said was a phone call came in. He talked to an individual, and the first thing they did was gave him $800. Glory to God. Later on that day, he received another $200. He said, man, I know that was the Lord told me to do that. And so the next day, he calls me back, and I was in need of some money. And I said, boy, I'm about ready to reverse the script on you and have you to do the same thing for me that I did for you. He said, well, hold on just a minute. He said, I need to check my junk mail. Uh-oh. And when he checked his junk mail, I checked mine. And what I found out was that the money that I needed was already in my junk mail. It didn't come like it normally does into my email. Someone had sent a gift of $100, which is exactly what I needed at that time. That's the miraculous in operation, because the Lord knows that my mind is, I'm a crazy person to begin with. Most people will tell you that I don't have no common sense. Matter of fact, my wife who has joined us this morning. Hi, Mama, how you doing?
Hello.
Amen. And she'll tell you right off the top of her head that I'm about as crazy as a bat. They got no real good sense, but one thing about it is miracles follow this crazy man wherever I go. And so there's no rhyme or reason for it outside of the fact that I just believe that anything is possible. I don't short arm God. I allow him to be God. I allow him to believe that when I come to him, I don't come to him asking him stuff that, you know, Lord, I have a toenail that is giving me a problem. Can you fix my toenail? That's not, nah, I don't bring stuff to him like that. I bring stuff to him and tell him that, you know, I need millions of dollars. Y'all get mad if you want, don't hate on me. But I need millions of dollars in order to accomplish what it is that he's called me to do. And I believe that I am tapped into the source that will make sure that everything I have need of is provided. I just believe that. And the word of the Lord that came to me early in my ministry, he said this to me. He said, if it's your deal, you pick up the tab. He said, if it's my deal, I'll pick it up. Get that. Get that this morning. Get that this morning. See, too many people run around here trying to attach God to some foolishness that he did not say that he was going to do. Hello? Ask and it shall be given. But most of us just get mad. Our lips get swollen up because we ask God for something and he doesn't do it, and then we want to get mad and say, well, why is it that? He said, because number one, I didn't say I would do it. Number two, I didn't tell you to do it. If it's my deal, I'll pick up the tab. If it's your deal, you pick it up. You got to be on the border of being senseless. Hear me now. You got to be on the borderline of being certifiable crazy to walk in the kind of faith that will produce miracles. And the reason why I say that is because if you want something that's going to make sense, then just go get a job and pay for it yourself. But if you're needing something that there is no there's no evidence of it ever being done before, then God says, I'm your man. He loves to show off his power, and especially to release his power in those who believe. Acts 1 and 8 says that before you leave from here, stay right where you are until you receive the Holy Ghost. Because after you receive the Holy Ghost, you will receive power from upon high, and you will be my witnesses. You will be the witness of the fact that God moves on men. But you got to be on the borderline of being halfway crazy. Because the things that God will ask you to do that when he wants to prove his power are things that in your mind you say, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it. Hello, somebody. And that's why if you see somebody fall out in the mall and people standing all around them and everything, and it's just something that happens, is there a doctor somewhere? And that's the reason why the saints keep walking like they don't. Listen, I've seen it before. The saints keep walking like they're not even saved. Because one of the enemies of the miraculous is fear. It's fear, and the other one is pride. We're afraid to look foolish in the presence of others. That's pride. And we are, watch this, been indoctrinated in this world with the fear of failure. We're afraid that if we step out on faith, we'll fail. I'm talking to somebody right now. One of the reasons why you've struggled so much is because you've tried to place God in the normal, and he's been speaking to you behind the scenes about doing something that's unusual, something in your region that nobody else has done, but you want to conform to what's already there, and so the Lord will not go another step with you until you step out of your comfort zone and get into crazy faith and believe him for something that's much bigger than what you're trying to put him and attach him to. Some of you need to get rid of those people around you that are constantly trying to relegate you to normal thinking. And they shoot down all of your ideas of faith because they don't want you to get hurt. They're protecting you. No, what they're doing is they're keeping you locked into the mundane lifestyle that you're living. Listen. You don't have what you need now, so you might as well step out on faith. Hello, somebody. You might as well believe God for the super instead of the duper. Oh, man. But to some is given the gift to work miracles. And that's the prophetic, that is the prophetic ministry that God releases unto his people, is that these are people that major in the miraculous and the hidden, and the majority of the people in the church will not receive them, and then, watch this, they won't follow the instructions. There are some people that simply do not have, because God's told you to sow a seed into that life or into that ministry, and you refuse to do it, and because you refuse to do it, then the Lord says, okay, holla at your boy when you really need him. I don't hear nobody talking. The devil is going to tell you, don't you send no money to nobody. Don't you sow a seed. Don't you do it. Why? Because I don't want you to be connected to that. When you sow a seed, you come into covenant with that individual. Let everybody on the line that's listening, I don't have a problem with knowing. Everybody that's talked to me knows I don't have no sense. But they do know that I'm positioned for miracles to take place. Glory to God. John chapter 3, verse number 2. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus who came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. God has to be with you, so number one, if you ain't saved, then there's no miracles. The biggest miracle that you're going to have is whenever you get saved. Amen. When you allow yourself to come out of your pride and your foolishness and decide to get saved, that's going to be the number one. That's the number one miracle that Christ does to us, is to get us to a place of being born again. Hello? Once you get born again, then he's setting you up for the miraculous. Because he says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is what? God's way of doing things. If you're not born again, then you don't know how God does things. The way that God does things is that he constantly functions in an unseen realm, majoring in doing things that are behind the scene, are hidden, and allowing people to tap into the place in the spirit where miracles take place. Miracles take place in a place of faith where you cannot be moved, swayed, or uprooted from that which you believe. Many of you are doing without miracles in your life because as soon as you look at or think about doing what it is that God wants you to do, the enemy can come and steal your faith and cause you to start wondering whether or not you should do it, whether or not the God's involved. He hates that wishy-washy stuff, man. Get your foot over there in the unknown, in the miraculous, and stay right there and watch and see if God doesn't do something for you. Glory to God. Matthew 13. I want to go there, and that's where I'm going to stop this morning. Matthew 13, and we're going to look at verse 58 this morning. Now watch this. Jesus says, verse 57. And they were offended at him, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Unbelief disconnects you from that which is believable. Oh, glory. When you operate in unbelief, it disconnects you from that which God wants to do in your life that can be believable, but you don't believe it, so he can't bring it to pass. Too many of God's people want everything to be scripted, man. They want everything to be written down. They want everything to be hand-delivered. They want everything to be packaged in a nice little package. But you don't get anything from God without faith. And there's never any faith that God gives you that will not be opposed by the enemy. That's why the Word of God says, think it not strange at the trying of your faith. Anytime he gives you the faith, then he tries it to see if you can be removed from it. So let's see if you're going to be removed from what it is that I just told you to believe in. And the minute that you do, he says, I'll be back later. Doubt and unbelief cancel everything that God wants to do to prove himself strong and mighty. There are at least three people on the line this morning, thank you, Lord, that are standing in a position where they need God to move like yesterday. But they can't get themselves in the right mindset to get their mind set in the place where those things that they really have need of can be released unto you. In order for miracles to be obtained, you have to allow yourself to be positioned in a place to receive the miraculous. Mary was positioned in her faith to receive the miraculous because she was open to anything. Hello? Even though she couldn't believe it, she didn't know how it was going to happen. And when she asked the question, well, I don't know how this is going to happen, because the normal way that this is produced has not taken place. So if this is going to take place, it's going to have to be outside of the norm. So how is that going to be done? And the Spirit told her, the angel told her, that the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you, and that thing is going to be conceived, watch this, in you. Glory to God. Your miracle is conceived in you, but you got to give birth to it. Thank you, Lord. And the way that you give birth to it is when that thing comes into your mind, you take it to heart, and then from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The devil has made most of the body of Christ to operate in a deaf and dumb spirit. We act like we can't hear, and then once we hear, we act like we're too dumb to follow the instructions. As a prophetic individual, it boggles my mind how many people will try to access the prophetic but then won't do what the prophet says. When the prophet does, when the prophet shows up, the Bible says this: if you obey the prophet, then you will prosper. And so the prophet says stuff and people don't respond. And then they want to get mad because they do without. There's no other gifting in the body of Christ that the Lord says there's a prosperity mantle attached to them, except for the prophets. Whenever prophets show up in your life, one of the things that they're there to do is to release the hidden, the unusual, the supernatural, the unbelievable, the mighty works of God in your life that you have believed for but wouldn't dare think about because it was too far-fetched for it to happen. But God said, I'm going to send the prophet and he's going to tell you to stop thinking about the foolishness and to do what he said do. Listen, I got to quit this morning. I got to quit because I got to preach this afternoon and y'all ain't gonna wear me out this morning. But you got to be willing to step out of your little raggedy comfort zone where you're receiving nothing and position yourself to receive an impartation from the Spirit, because miracles come from the Spirit realm. Hello? And some of them can't come to pass, watch this, without a prophetic mandate. Jesus couldn't come into the earth until after the prophets released the word that he was coming. Some of your blessing is held up because the prophetic word has not told you, has not revealed to you that which the Lord has brought to you, it's time for it to come forth. Sometimes you need a prophetic mandate that says, go ahead and speak that thing. Yeah, I'm talking to you this morning. go ahead and begin to release that thing in the earth, and you're going to see it manifest just the way the Lord showed you in the dream. Glory to God. Listen, I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit. We maybe we'll pick this up on next week. We'll pick it up on next week, but I want to hear what you got to say this morning about tapping into the miraculous. If you're on the internet this morning and you're listening to what we've been saying this morning, you want to get in on the discussion and pick up your phone and dial 646-595-2110, 646-595-2110. And for those of you that are on the phone lines this morning, I want you to press star 1 on your phone this morning if you've been listening. If you've been listening this morning, well, then I want to hear from you that are on the phone lines. Amen. The way to do that is press star 1 on your phone. Glory to God. And afterwards, after we discuss this for a moment, I want to pray for those of you that are on the line for the miraculous to be released in your life, because some of y'all are living so far beneath your purpose that you forgot the fact that God says that you're rich and you're not poor. Okay, I know. It's easier to just go ahead and be poor. But God wants to do something different in your life. But in order for that to happen, you got to be willing to change your mindset or change where your mind is set so that you can do something different in your life. Glory to God. Caller from the 216, you're on the line this morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, Prophet. It's Diane from Cleveland. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing fine. How you doing?
Good. Hello, Lady Karen. Hello. I love this because just all these nuggets. I love the first thing that the thing that has really registered in me is beyond the border of senseless. Just listening to you teach for, I don't even know how long I've been on for, it's been a while. You know, it's like you have to go through that process, that like breaking of that old mindset. And I'm so thankful for this because I'm finally getting that. It's like, you know, I can't think the old way anymore. The old way has kept me in the same circle going around that mountain over and over and over again. And also, one of the last things you said about listening to the prophets, how, you know, we want the prophetic, where we like are, you know, hanging with our mouth open for a word from the Lord. But when we're told something, what to do that we might not like or that we're not used to, we want to fight it. We want to, you know, say, well, that's not how I think it goes, or that, you know, whatever it is. And I've just been really studying the word and saying, okay, Lord, this is what you said. You're saying this. You're saying, you know, to believe the prophet. Now, I'm not saying, you know, the one that is constantly, you know, there's some ones out there that we should not listen to, of course, but we know when the right one comes, and it's so true. I may, you know, at times kind of go, I'm not used to that, but I quickly have to bring myself back to the word and, you know, ask the Lord, and usually it becomes confirmed not too long after it's spoken by somebody, and that I know. So I love
but
how you
listen,
also go ahead.
Listen how crazy we are. This is why we need to go check into the mental hospital. is because people will hear what the prophet says, and sometimes they'll say, sow a seed, and people will sow a seed and get blessed and won't mm-hmm. sow near another one.
Mm-hmm. I've been blessed by this ministry, sowing, for sure, absolutely.
People get blessed, and then it's like after they get there, they say, hey, I got mine, and they don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that every pastor on the line, every minister on the line can verify is that as soon as the saints get blessed, you don't ever see them again until they are broke.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come back.
I agree.
I need you to pray for me. I need a word from the Lord. Well, why did you stop doing what got you the blessing in the first place?
Right, the obedience of what God is saying through the prophet. I think so many people think the prophet thinks he's all that and he's God or something, sometimes that mindset, like who does he think he is or she is or whatever. And we have to remember that the true prophet as yourself, it's God is speaking through you. So it's God, you know, it's God's word. It always gets confirmed. And I don't know. I can't answer for anybody else, but we got to believe what God's word says and be obedient to it and step out of our, I love that. What else did I put on here? I have to be positioned to be in, no, that's not it. I need to keep my foot in the unknown. That's the key, because if I don't, I'm one that I have stayed in my comfort zone for years. I'm not going to do that because, oh, it scares me or blah, 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 all that diarrhea, you know, of the mouth, you know, negative. And God is pulling me to a new place. And so I know that even though when I wrote this down, I didn't feel I don't like it. I don't want to be in an uncomfortable, unknown place. But I know that's in the darkness where my light will shine. That teaching last week,
Don't bring it up.
I know.
Don't bring it. We need to stay out of that door. We don't need to visit treasures in the dark, hidden riches in secret places. Leave that alone.
I know. It's amazing and awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment, Diane from Cleveland. There's somebody else out there this morning that's got a comment, want to hear from you. Want you to press star 1 on your phone. We just have a few minutes left, and then I want to pray for people that are on the line this morning. But I want to hear back from you. First of all, number one, I want to find out if you're listening or am I just talking into the dark and there's no one there. I know Diane from Cleveland's out there, but I don't know if anybody else is listening. And so we want to hear from you this morning about tapping into the miraculous. Caller from the 330, you are on the line.
Hi, this is Laura. I am actually on the line for the second time. Last week was my first week on. Sister Diane has invited me onto the line. And you are definitely being heard. I do want to tell you that. I'm sorry?
Diane from Cleveland is a friend of yours?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. We'll pray for you first.
Yeah, she's a good friend of mine and a prayer partner and just a blessing to my life. So I thank her for inviting me on this line. Your word last week, we won't go there. I know what you're saying because we could stay there all day, but definitely
bring
blessed me. Hidden treasures in the dark places. I mean, that speaks so loud to me because I believe that, you know, as a believer, for me personally, I've been saved about 12 years, so I haven't been walking with the Lord all my life. And I have had a hard time trusting the Lord because of a father wound that I have. I never had a dad who really nurtured me in the ways of love and the way a father, I believe, needs to do for his young daughter. So I kind of went on a search for that and in the wrong places, if you will. But long story short, God was pursuing me. He found me, and I thank him for that, and I'm saved. But I still had a hard time and have continued to have a hard time trusting him. There's been a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, like you spoke of. And I think, like you said, confirmation is that is the one thing, the biggest thing that will keep us from the miracles of the Lord is fear and doubt. God has given me a women's ministry that I have started and have had several events it's called Broken Beauty Ministries. And so the testimony is that, you know, even during the hurt and the pain of what I have endured as a child, as a young lady, not having a relationship, God is using it for the good so that I may be able to speak life into other ladies. And I'm growing. I'm not where I need to be, but I'm not where I used to be. And that is a blessing. And so I just, you know, the message last week and then this week here, that the Spirit is what brings life. When you said stepping out, and God has been speaking that to me, like, step out of the boat. I have a book that I'm trying to get published all about my life and all about how God was pursuing me even before I knew it. So, I mean, I have big things that God has given me, big dreams and visions that God has given me. And I'll be honest, my flesh says there's no way that's going to happen. My flesh says, there's no way. How is that going to happen? I've been married twice, been divorced twice. I am wanting to be married, but I want to be married to the man that the Lord chooses for me. So I have committed that to him and submitted that to him. I have just so many things out there on the table, big, huge things that God has said he's going to do. It is up to me. It is up to me to make that choice. Like God says, I give you life and death. I tell you to choose life. And this just reminds me of the message that you're bringing today. It's a choice that we make. Are we going to trust God? I believe it really comes down to trusting the Lord. And when you, the only way that you can trust God, like anybody else in this physical realm, is getting to know him. How do we trust people? We get into a relationship with them. We talk with them. We hear them. We listen to them. We get to know who they are. When you know the character of God, then you can begin to trust God. You know, and so that took me a long time, and I'm still learning. But the more I dig into his word, like you said, faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. I am going through some struggles right now with my two older children who are young adults, acting crazy as all get out. But I have given those kids to God. Not to say I don't cry, not to say I don't have times where I am heartbroken over what I see, but my God is bigger, and what he's shown me is bigger, and God is not going to show me something he's not going to do. And I don't know if I'm going off track here. I'm just letting the Holy Spirit move right now, but you are blessing me with your message because I know, like Diane said, we know when a true prophet is speaking. We know when a fake prophet is speaking. God has given me enough sense and enough discernment to know that I'm hearing something. Because here's the thing. In order for you to know whether or not you're getting something fake from a prophet, you have got to have discernment. And the only way that you're going to have discernment is knowing the voice of God. You've got to have your own relationship with the Lord. You got to hear his voice. You got to know his voice.
Isn't it amazing that we put so much trust in to Slick Rick and Slimy Freddy, and we can believe what they say, and they haven't promised us anything. Mm-hmm. But the God that we serve, who has promised that I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I'll never cause you any harm, we don't want to trust that.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to trust these other characters that come into our life that are not, they don't even bring gifts, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't even bring
Amen.
Gifts, but we just give them, we give them the, just the, here's the keys to the house, man. Just do what you want to do. And,
yes.
and so
yes.
we're willing to do that because it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But the
Absolutely.
Thing the thing that's going to require us, the thing that's going to require us to be uncomfortable. We don't want that. We don't want that. So what the Lord has to do is he has to get us outside of our flesh and get us in the spirit realm so that we can receive something from the spirit and not continue to receive from the flesh, because the things that we keep running into are byproducts of our comfort zone. It's like pizza. It's like chocolate. You know, you don't have eating all that pizza and chocolate, but it's a comfort food. You know, we feel comfortable when we're eating it, but it's really doing us some harm.
So we have to that just brings up not to interrupt you just real quick, it brings up the things that I've been struggling with, even in fear and anxiety. Even though I don't like those things and I know those things are they torment me, I'm comfortable there. I know that sounds wacky, but that's what our flesh does. And so it goes back to just what you just got done saying. I mean, I can either choose to trust God or stay in my comfort zone even in its dysfunction. We're even comfortable when it's dysfunctional comfort.
Right. And so we have to learn how to be crazy in a good way instead of crazy in the bad way.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Listen, I appreciate your call. We got to move on.
Yep.
I want to take one more caller this morning before we begin to pray. We'll give opportunity to one more person this morning to make sure that they're not listening to Jehovah's Witness doctrine. Amen. Call from the 832. Okay, caller, you're on the line. For some reason, I couldn't get you on.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I just wanted to say this is Charlene with a Houston number from Louisiana, and it's a blessing to be on the line, and I just wanted to say that I am blessed by the word, and the word was definitely for me. It all was for me. I'm one of those three people that you were referencing earlier, but it is such a blessing. I thank God for being here, and I'm just not going to stop. That's all I can say. So praise God for you and praise God for all the saints on the line. I'm truly blessed by this ministry.
Amen. God. Charlene from Houston with the Louisiana, the Houston number, but you live in Louisiana.
Yes, at the time.
All right. That in itself doesn't make sense. So you are a candidate for a blessing this morning. Amen. So, again, we have to allow ourselves the ability to think outside of the box, people. The blessings of the Lord are already established for us, but we have to be willing to step into the unknown in order to be able to produce something that people have never seen. Because we have forgotten in the body of Christ that the reason why Christ came was for the lost. And miracles are for unbelievers. Get that this morning. Miracles are for the unbelievers. Those of us that have a consistent relationship with the Lord, we know he keeps on blessing us. And so we want to establish the fact that the signs that follow what you believe are so that people will believe like you believe. Amen. Psalms 51 says, then will I teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. It's not about you being blessed. It's about sinners seeing the blessing of the Lord upon your life and desiring to be a part of what it is that you're connected to. So we want to pray this morning. I want to pray for those of you that are on the line. And we're going to pray for the power of God to visit you. We're going to pray, Mary, that the Holy Spirit will overtake you, that you're going to have to position yourself for this blessing. that you're in need of. You're going to have to come out of your comfort zone, and you may have to worship your way into what it is that you're desiring from the Lord. And so, Father, we just thank you for those that have gathered this morning. What a great topic you gave us this morning. Now we pray for Luke 1:45 to come into being, which says there has to be a demonstration of the word that was spoken by the Lord. And so many of the saints are gathered here this morning, Father, needing to see a demonstration, a manifestation of what you have already revealed, glory to God. And so, Lord, we remove the people from their place of comfort now. And, Lord, we pray for a visitation of your spirit, O God, that moves them into a realm, O God, that breaks the bondages of fear, that overcomes and overrides, O God, unbelief, and establishes them smack dab right in the middle of that which they have never seen before. And, Lord, we pray for courage to come, that they would respond to that which they've never seen before by doing something they've never done before so that they can get a different result. So, Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise for majoring in the miraculous and allowing us to tap into the unknown realm. But, God, build our faith so that we have the ability to receive in Jesus' name. Father, and then as you reveal it, as you bring it to pass, then, Lord, we pray that we will not be silent, that we will not be quiet, and that we will release from our mouth that which you have placed in our heart. And so we want to see the manifestation of what you have declared. And we won't stop talking until it comes into full view. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, God bless those of you that are on the line this morning. Remember, if you want to sow a seed of support, go to our website at kogwoc.org, kogwoc.org, or inbox me. Send me a message on Facebook simply by typing in Keith Douglas. If you're not a friend of mine, send me a friend request so that we can get you locked in and keep you up to date of things that are taking place with the ministry. Amen. Glory to God. If you're in the Oklahoma City area this afternoon, want to see your face in the place at Our Lord's Lutheran Church, where where we'll be meeting in that church this afternoon. The CIF, amen, my good friend Pastor Robert Carrero and his group will be meeting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Next Sunday, two services in the Oklahoma City area, Sunday morning and Sunday evening, amen. And like I said, if you're in the Oklahoma City area, then come out next Sunday to North May and Grand Boulevard, one block west of May Avenue on Grand Boulevard, Transformation Church. I will be there preaching and teaching, and the glory of God will be with me on that Sunday, next Sunday. All right. God bless you all for being a part of the Serious Bible Study this morning. I'm your host, Prophet Keith Douglas. And join us next week, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, where we will continue to move into the Word and the realms of the unknown through the Spirit of God by releasing to you a word from the Lord. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Get out, go to church, stay connected to the Lord. And until next time, we will see you next Sunday morning. God bless. Great God that I serve is worthy of a great praise. Come on, great is the Lord.
Great.